The boyhood dream has come true. Brian Hoyer is the opening day starting quarterback for his Cleveland Browns and addressed the media for the first time since that was made official.
No, I mean, I think for me it's excitement, and you know, this is what I worked for a whole year to get back to, and obviously it's good to move forward and move on with the decision being made, and just get back to work, get ready for St. Louis. Like I said all along, you know, it's been my mentality this whole offseason, training camp, you know, to come out here and act like the starter and be the starter. And so now that it's official, we can just move on and get ready for St. Louis. It was exciting when Coach Pettine told me this morning. I'm sure I cracked a smile. But you realize, you know, all the work I've put in, now here's my shot, and just go out and run with it. And, you know, like I said before, all you can ask for is an opportunity and to go out and try to seize it. And then, you know, now that it's here, just, you know, now it's time to work harder. And as much work as I've put in, I have to be even better and work harder. Yeah, I don't think I haven't been relaxed. I think, you know, the other night, you know, things got a little messed up. We had a bad first series, and then, you know, you're sitting down for a little bit. I think, you know, people want to pin that on pressure or whatever it is. I think we just played poorly, not, you know, us as an offense collectively, and we got to be better than that. So, you know, I don't think it ever got to me. Like I told someone, I can't remember who it was, this is actually the most relaxed I've been in a training camp in my career, because I was in the spot to be a starter, and that had never been given to me before. So, you know, like I said, it's good now to have a decision and just move forward and look forward to, you know, St. Louis and then the regular season. It was Coach Pettine called me in his office about 3 or 4 minutes before the team meeting, so I didn't even get a chance to tell anyone. And then by the time that meeting broke out, my phone was just, I mean, I think I had 37 text messages. So, you know, I think the media probably broke it before I could break it to anyone else. Obviously, it's very special to me. It's, like you said, did I believe this was could happen after I got hurt? There was no doubt in my mind, but obviously there were days where, you know, rehab sucked and I hated what I was doing. But I knew the feeling I had running out into that stadium or running off the field after we beat Cincinnati, and it's all worth it. So it's amazing how much you appreciate the game when it's taken away from you. And so for me, you know, this is what I put in all those hours, rehab, now being with Kyle, learning a new system in the off season, throwing extra routes with those guys. I mean, you know, that's what you do it for. And so it's an exciting time. I do. I think, you know, it's a common opponent that we had last year. Nothing's really changed. You know, obviously Dick LeBeau's there. You know, we can go back and watch the film from him. I know Kyle's played him in the past, so it is definitely something we're looking forward to. But, you know, right now you got to look at the short term, and that's playing St. Louis on Saturday night. Well, I think we're just going to go out and keep working and getting better. We came out in, you know, a hot and humid day, short rest, and we had a great practice today. And that's all you can do is you need to come out and improve every day. You either get better or you get worse. And obviously we were all disappointed in how things played out on Monday night. But I think, you know, for us, we're just consistently trying to get better, and you need to be better and consistent when you are doing things well. So obviously it's always a work in progress, but you know, we were all disappointed and it really embarrassed with the way, you know, things came out Monday night. But you got to put it, you know, we watched the film, learn from those mistakes and look forward.